An autobiographical poem. I did spend my first 3 years of college and seminary training, and I woke up one day and realized what I was about to become or was in the process of becoming, and got out for all the right reasons, I suppose. And this is looking back. Title of the poem is Preacher. I call this person in this poem a Baptist. If you are a Baptist, change him to a Presbyterian or a Methodist or an Episcopalian or a Campbellite. The only reason I call him a Baptist is because A, I think most people recognize that as a religious term. B, I happen to live in Utah and we simply do not have Baptists in Utah. We have Slavs against Baptists in Utah, and therefore it's just a neutral term there. But in 1956, the Baptists got a new preacher, the Reverend Pastor Brother Strahan from the Southern Tennessee Preacher School Seminary. He had a Bible they gave him for graduating, had about 40 ribbons marking his page number hanging out the back, every color you could imagine. After he'd been there for about a year, he'd still tell them how they didn't appreciate him enough because he was awarded them ribbons for being outstanding in his field. One day, Mrs. Boucher, who was old enough to not have to care no more, said after church, she wished to hell he'd go out and stand in his field some more. She'd had enough of him already. He'd preach, swinging that thing around like a Chinaman's kite. By the end of the sermon, he had took out ribbons, marking spots, all worked up to give the invitation. He swung it so hard once it cut off the top of an incarnation in the pulpit flower pot. He loved to preach on how he got called by the Lord to be his servant when he's only 16 years old, met his lovely wife that same summer. My mama said she figured he's right. All boys that age get caught, some of them even on the telephone. But she thought the Lord got a wrong number that time. We all screwed up now and then. He had about 9 kids. Said it was the Lord's will. Oldest one, not even 12. His wife looked like an inner tube with about half its air in it. You'd hear in the grocery store, 2 aisles over, her feet drugged so she's wore out, not even 30, and known it was her before you saw her by the sound. Even if he got his preacher pay and a house and a car and his electric and water, with all them kids, he thought it wasn't enough to get by on. Every third Sunday, the sermon was on the collection plate and the bread on the water. He'd go around town asking all the business for a preacher discount. Wouldn't buy nothing in store if they didn't mark it down for him, and they didn't. He'd make them sorry for it. He'd find some way to get it in one of his sermons. Whole church house would go somewhere else after that, whether they believed it or not. His kids got in the picture show half price and free meals at the school lunchroom and the ball games without paying because it was the Lord's will. So once he went to Leela's Cafe for supper with his whole family, stood there at the counter before he had sat down, said, how much is your menstrual discount to eat here? Customers listening to, waiting to pay, says, I need at least 20%. Leela said, why? She wasn't even a Baptist, but a Presbyter. Says, my family and I get discounts of because I am the Baptist Reverend of up to 1/2 at most places. One of the people eating there, Clovis Robinson, I think, says, yes, ma'am. That's a fact. He's a Baptist deacon. Had to back him up without no choice. Wasn't nothing she could do. Everybody waiting, watching to see if they'd all walk out. Leela said, sit down. I'll do my 20% one time. All them kids standing there with their mouths hanging open, 3 of them didn't even have their breeches zipped up. He ordered tuna fish sandwiches and a glass of water for all them kids because that was the cheapest. Fried chicken for his wife because that was the most for the money. And told this waitress to bring him a steak to eat. Mm-hmm. How do you want that cooked? She said. Scriptural, he said. She said, what? He said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Leaned back, grinned, proud of himself, like he thought she ought to bring him a dish of ice cream for free for thinking that one up. Leela heard it. Hollered through the window from the cash register to the cook, the whole cafe, listen. Fix that preacher's kids hamburgers and French fries. Make his wife shrimps and white fish. Put him off a steak from the bottom of the pile. I'll pay the difference. How you want that steak, cook hollered. She says, scriptural. Burn that son of a bitch to hell. He never did come back here to eat again after that. It never hurt Leela's business, not even one bit. This is the oldest poem I'm going to read. This thing is half as old.